The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has a new rule on how much soot can be in the air. Soot is the common name for PM2.5, or particulate matter that's 2.5 microns in diameter or smaller, from sources like vehicles that run on fossil fuels and industrial smokestacks. EPA's new annual air quality standard is 9 microns per cubic meter. That's down from 12. This is an ambient air quality standard, measured by a network of air monitors. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier is here with me now. Reed, how significant is this rule?
Well, very significant. You know, PM2.5 is long been known to be bad for our health and kill people. You know, millions of people around the world die from soot every year. This rule, by EPA's estimates, would save 4,500 lives a year throughout U.S. It's linked to lots of really persistent and bad diseases, heart, lung diseases, asthma. So this could be very significant, especially in poorer communities and communities of color, which are more likely to live near sources of PM2.5 and to live with dirtier air than wealthier at whiter communities. And it would have an impact most likely on Allegheny County, which is one of 7 counties in Pennsylvania that currently aren't meeting the new 9 micrograms per cubic meter standard. Incidentally, Allegheny County is the highest in the state. We're at about 11 right now. And so that could mean that companies in Allegheny County would have to comply with stricter air emission standards going forward.
Do environmentalists and public health experts think this is enough?
I'll just start by saying that environmentalists and public health experts were very in favor of this new standard. EPA had suggested a few years ago that the soot standard be lowered from 12 to somewhere between a range of 8 to 10 micrograms per meter, cubic meter. And so this could have been less stringent. The World Health Organization, incidentally, their standard is 5 micrograms per cubic meter, which is very low. Most places in the U.S. are already meeting this 9 micrograms per cubic meter. But in industrialized places, a lot of agricultural counties in California, et cetera, a lot of people are living with air that is above what these scientists have deemed is healthy.
What do the industries that will be impacted by the tightened regulation say?
Well, they don't like it. I think that's safe to say. A lot of these industries say this will sort of push manufacturing away from the United States and into countries with more lax air pollution and environmental controls. In its reaction to the news of the new standard, U.S. Steel, a big company in the Pittsburgh area, said that a few years ago, the Trump administration had deemed 12 micrograms per cubic meter a protective standard. But what they didn't say is that the Trump administration basically ignored its own scientists. And it's entirely possible that some of these bigger industry groups will sue the EPA and try to block the rule from going into effect.
EPA has also decided on a specific Pittsburgh area air quality issue. It recently ordered Allegheny County to revise its air permit for U.S. Steel's Edgar Thompson plant after environmental groups objected to the permit that was issued in August. What kinds of changes to the permit do they want to see?
Well, the groups objected to the permit because it would set a rolling 12-month average or even a daily average for certain pollutants in certain parts of the plant. But it would only require periodic testing for those pollutants in that part of the plant, like, say, every 2, 4, or 5 years. And so they said, if you have a daily standard, how are you going to tell if the plant is actually meeting those standards with a test every few years? It doesn't make sense. And the EPA agreed with them. So what a new permit condition might be is more frequent testing of the air pollutants at Edgar Thompson plant. And just to add to that, EPA made a similar finding with the Clairton plant's permit a few months ago. And so both of those plants might be subject to more frequent types of testing and air monitoring.
U.S. Steel just recently settled a federal lawsuit over the 2018 fire that knocked out its pollution controls for months at the Clairton Coke plant. This is a big deal, right? What are the consequences for U.S. Steel?
Yeah, this is a very big deal, potentially. Just to go back, the fire was the result of multiple equipment failures. Basically, a lot of the equipment in this part of the plant where they actually, you know, take the pollution out of the coke oven gas, it just rusted and was primed to fall apart. And so that's what it did. And it sparked this huge fire. People in the community had to deal with 100 days, more or less, of very high air pollution levels. And so the settlement that U.S. Steel arrived at with the environmental groups and Allegheny County Health Department was $42 million. It's the biggest type of settlement like this in state history, according to the lawyers for the plaintiffs. And most of that $42 million comes in the form of upgrades to the plant, work that the company has already done or will do to, for instance, make more redundancy in its pollution control system so that, let's say there's another fire in the pollution controls, they'll have a backup system to use. And the settlement is big for other reasons. You know, one of the batteries at the plant will be closed down as a result of the settlement. It had recently been put on hot idle, not being used to create more product for U.S. Steel. And also, U.S. Steel agreed to have a lower sulfur content for its coke oven gas. So this is important because, you know, when you make coke, you're basically heating coal up very hot temperatures. The gas that it creates, U.S. Steel captures and uses it to run furnaces and other equipment at its other plants throughout the Pittsburgh area. But this gas has a lot of sulfur in it, which is very bad for air quality. And so it has to take the sulfur out to a certain level before it can be burned and used in some of its facilities. U.S. Steel is basically agreeing to lower the sulfur content of that coke oven gas so that presumably, there will be less air pollution from its facilities in Pittsburgh in the future.
Thanks, Reed.
Thank you.
That's the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier. You can read more about this air quality news at alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.